Well, hello, everybody. This is our podcast for Wednesday. Happy to be with you again. However, I do have some breaking news for you. You'll be getting a letter about this. However, the diocese has decided to follow the lead of the other dioceses in Minnesota. I think, in fact, the entire area here now, that there are going to be some new regulations being put in place to be able to tackle this coronavirus and keep everyone safe. So beginning on Friday morning, this upcoming Friday morning, and going until April 20th, there will be no public masses celebrated in our churches, in our diocese. As I said, the other bishops of the other dioceses are doing the same thing. It's something that all of us need to be aware of to try to keep ourselves safe. There are going to be some difficulties with this, certainly. We priests are going to continue to celebrate Mass every single day for all the intentions that have been given, and also for the intentions that you have right now. So we will be spiritually connected with you. You will be getting a letter, all of you, with lots of information coming out about that. One of the things that we've been working on is trying to be able to continue to connect with you. So these podcasts that we began just a couple days ago, that's just one way that we're connecting with you. Another way that we're going to do so is, since we can't have public masses, we're working on live streaming Sunday Mass and some of the other major ones like Holy Week Masses. And so you will be able to see your priests celebrating Mass. You can participate with us online, and that way then we'll be united to you in that way, and you'll be able to see Mass here in Brainerd. The other thing we're going to be doing is we're going to have times of adoration, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, so that you can come pray in your church and also then have a spiritual communion with the Lord, which brings me to the topic for today, which is spiritual communion. And to be able to talk about that, I have a guest here again today, and that's Anna Freihammer. She's our new director of liturgy. She studied all of this kinds of stuff, and she's been practicing it in a variety of parishes. We are so blessed to have her here in our area, and I'm blessed to have her here today. So I'm going to let Anna explain to you what spiritual communion is.
Hello, everyone. It's so nice to be with you here virtually to explain this important part of our faith. So a spiritual communion is, as it sounds, a way to spiritually receive communion and be connected with God. Of course, under these circumstances, when health requires and health safety requires that we aren't able to receive communion with public masses, a spiritual communion is another way we can do this. It's a practice of the faith that was very common prior to Pius X, and the saints often encouraged it as a way, when you couldn't receive communion, to still be able to connect with God. I have some important quotes here from St. Thomas Aquinas, defined the spiritual communion as an ardent desire to receive Jesus in the most holy sacrament and in a lovingly embracing him as if we'd actually received him. St. Therese of Jesus said, when you do not receive communion and you do not attend Mass, you can still make a spiritual communion, which is most beneficial practice. By it, the love of God will be greatly impressed on you. So we will have copies of this prayer at the entrances of the church and in the pews in the coming days, and also we'll have it on the website available to you.
I think that's great, Anna. Thank you for explaining that to all of us. I know that the diocese has provided that prayer for us on their website, and we are going to provide that on our website as well for you. So those of you who need to stay safe and not even leave your homes, You can find it online. Andy will be posting that online for you. And as Anna said, when you do come to church just to have your private prayer, Father Bissonnette has asked us to keep our churches open at certain times of the day so that people can come and pray. We'll have plenty of those cards, and I hope you'll take one, pray it, every single day. Perhaps even when you watch Mass online, when that's communion time, you could even be praying that prayer. So thank you very much, Anna, letting us know about that. A couple of announcements I wanted to tell you. This news is brand new. The letter just came from Father Bissonnette today, so we're actually digesting it, and we're going to be telling you how we're going to implement it. It's going to be really, really important that you are staying in contact with us. Check our website for announcements. We'll be sending out email blasts as we need. Certainly, please be aware that there won't be any public masses this weekend. So look for it online on Sunday. That's what we're planning on doing. I think we're planning on doing the 9 o'clock mass possibly. So that's what we might be doing. Here's the deal though. We need email addresses and we need correct ones. So if you are not sure if your email address is at the parish, please call Annie. If you know some other parishioners that have not yet gotten their information here, especially email, please call Annie. We want to make sure we're getting this word out to everyone possible. And as I said, there's going to be a lot more information coming out. I'll be back again tomorrow to tell you some more information, such as confessions. Are we going to do confessions? Yes. But we'll have to do them slightly differently to make sure we're having that social distancing that everyone keeps talking about. So that's going to be my topic for tomorrow. So I hope you tune in. For now, Anna and I are going to pray that act of spiritual communion. So as we're praying this prayer, I hope you're praying with us. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us today. God bless you. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.